News Talk 1620 WTAW Friday update with the Cald Station Police Department. Lieutenant Chuck Fleeger on hand. A couple of things we want to visit about today. First, some information you wanted to share about how to treat motorcyclists out on our streets and highways.
Absolutely. One thing that that we as an agency that we've had to respond to a few times in the last couple of weeks is some pretty significant vehicle and motorcycle crashes. And one of the consistent contributing factors to these particular types of crashes is a failure to yield right away to the motorcyclist. Failure to yield right away is a major cause of a lot of roadway crashes, but it tends to be more prevalent and sometimes a little bit more serious when it involves a full-size vehicle and a motorcyclist. Sometimes people don't see the motorcyclist. They may not be paying as much attention, but we need to be aware that that we do have a pretty good size motorcyclist population in this community, and we want to make sure that they're able to commute just as safely as everyone else. We have to keep that in mind and keep an extra special eye out for them, so that we can avoid any serious injuries. A lot of motorcyclists are very conscientious about safety. Not that other motorists aren't, but they understand the extra inherent dangers that go with being on a motorcycle. And sometimes a portion of our drivers perhaps don't pay as good attention, and it is even more so dangerous that when you have a collision between a vehicle and a motorcycle, the probability of more serious injuries are automatically heightened just simply because of the vehicle types. And so we just kind of wanted to remind motorists everywhere to be on the watch when they're making left turns, when they're making those pulling out onto major roadways from side streets and parking lots, to be extra special mindful of all other traffic, but especially really keep a watch out for those motorcyclists and even bicyclists that may be out there as well, because they're not as easy to perhaps see, and so we want to make sure that that you always keep that in your mind and watch out for them.
Visiting with Lieutenant Chuck Fleeger of the College Station Police Department, the activity from yesterday, some people deciding that 911 call boxes seem to be toys to them.
Yes, it's something that that we have several of these 911 call boxes throughout the Northgate district to better help us serve our citizens up there, more access to public safety in the event of an emergency. And that's the most important thing, is that it is in the event of an emergency. Unfortunately, we've had some instances where people decide that they want to play a joke or a prank of some sort, and they'll go and push the call button when there is not an emergency, and then they'll leave the area. And each of those calls then requires a police response. We need to send an officer over there to check and find out what's going on, make sure that there's not an emergency, and find out if anybody is in need of assistance. Last night, we just happened to have two instances where officers were in the area and watched individuals from a distance go over, kind of look over their shoulder in a suspicious manner, like they're looking around, push the button, and then flee immediately. When the officers contacted them, they admitted that they didn't have an emergency, and they thought it would be fun, but unfortunately it ended up costing them a trip to jail.
And it could have cost even more than that had the officers who were deployed to that alleged 911 call should have been directed somewhere else where something really did happen.
Yes, we want to make good use of the resources that the city has provided for us to make the citizens in our community safe. And if we're having to respond to fictitious calls or bogus calls, then that's an officer that's tied up that could be perhaps patrolling someplace else and doing some more legitimate police work and doing things to try and make our community safer.
That's our update this week. Lieutenant Chuck Fleeger of the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.